This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I have an acquaintance. His name is David Webb, Fox News contributor. He was a Fox News contributor before I was. And David and I have an interesting history. I'm not going to go into it. But anyway, he's a Fox News contributor, and he's got a show on Sirius, I think. And New Yorker, apparently did some radio in the music industry and all that, and considered one of these black conservatives of note. I see David more as a I've listened to his program, and I think Dave is not a true conservative, but, you know, I'm not going to measure. He's conservative in certain areas. In other areas, he's what we call a hip-hop Republican, where you still there's government issues, and he sides, you know, with blacks, where not right and wrong, but sort of based on color. And that's been my issue with him for quite some time. And nothing to be, you know, I've never been mad at him or upset with him. He's tried to do some things to derail me from time to time, but I've never had an issue with it. I don't have an issue with anybody's way that they go to market, even though I don't always agree with it. And I would say Dave and I probably agree 90% of the time, but 10% we disagree, and I don't agree with his approach. But that's his approach. It's his way. But they don't always feel that way. There's a lot of infighting within this conservative movement, and let me tell you, in the black conservative movement, much more than people realize. Because people, Ted Hayes asked me today, he says, Kevin, why can't we get all these black folks together and we, you know, black conservatives, and we do? I said, man, you think of herding white conservatives is like herding cats? We'll try to herd black conservatives. It's worse, far worse. It's like herding jaguars. You know, it just isn't going to happen. But anyway, David's doing his radio show. He's got a guest on, and he's explaining some topic. And I'm going to play the whole thing so you can hear it. And I'm going to tell you a similar story that happened to me. And we can't get the clip, because they would not post it. But this it happened to me. But let's listen to his first.
Shouldn't their requirement, their primary requirement, regardless of ethnicity, regardless of network, be that they are capable of covering politics? For instance, if you're going to cover political campaigns, sports may not be the most qualified background. And that brings to the point of, if people want to get into these fields, regardless of color, I've chosen to cross different parts of the media world, done the work so that I'm qualified to be in each one. I never considered my color the issue. I considered my qualifications the issue.
Well, David, you know, that's a whole nother long conversation about white privilege and things that you have the privilege of doing that people of color don't have the privilege of.
How do I have the privilege of white privilege?
David, by virtue of being a white male, you have white privilege. This whole long conversation, I don't have time to get into.
Areva, I hate to break it to you, but you should have been better prepped. I'm black.
Okay, then I stand.
See, you went to white privilege. This is the falsehood in this. You went immediately with an assumption. Your people, obviously, or you didn't look. You're talking to a black man.
They
who started out in rock radio in Boston, who crossed the paths into hip-hop, rebuilding one of the greatest black stations in America, and went on to work for Fox News, where I'm told apparently blacks aren't supposed to work, but yet you come with this assumption and you go to white privilege.
David,
that's actually insulting.
It is, and I apologize because my people gave me wrong information. They told me
the whole white privilege thing is insulting.
David, can I apologize and correct the record? I want to apologize. I was given wrong information about you, and I apologize.
But based on my color, you were going to something that I was part of, and just to add to it, my family background is white, black, Indian, Arawak, Irish, Scottish. I mean, it's so diverse. I'm like the UN when it comes to this. And this is part of the problem with driving a narrative around a construct like white privilege. Privilege is one thing. We're applied wealth, economy, various social factors, but not necessarily determined by color of skin.
So I had a similar experience. I was doing a spot on a guy, what was his name? Tom Tom Hartman on the Tom Hartman show. And they brought me on. I was going to discuss the Tea Party's angle on something, right? And we're going on, and I'm telling you, honest to God, it was probably a 7-minute interview. And from the moment he talks, he goes on, no exaggeration, for a minute and a half explaining how bad Tea Party people are, et cetera, et cetera. And when he finally shut up and he asked me a question, I just started crushing this guy. But I was very nice about it. I was like, Tom, you know nothing about the Tea Party movement, blah, blah, blah. And I was just hitting him with facts. Everything that he talked about, I was hitting him with facts. You talk about the devastation that is being caused by the black community, this, that, and the other, and I was giving him fact, 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 fact. And he's trying to interrupt. And then he finally says, well, you know, you can say that because you're a white man and blah, blah, blah. And I went, Tom, sorry to give you the bad news, brother. I'm black. And I went, yeah, Tom, I'm black. I go, you need to get your researchers to go look at Kevin Jackson and see who I am. I said, you've been talking to a black man who's been to over 100 tea parties. You, my friend, I've never seen at one. You've never been to one. And you want to come on your radio show and pretend to be an expert in something you know nothing about. I go, that's exactly what you people do. And I go, Tom, cat got your tongue? Oh, sorry, black cat got your tongue? And then when I asked them for the sound check, they call it an air check, meaning I want this interview so I can, Kevin, we didn't record that one. They did not post it. You cannot find my very first interview on Tom Hartman's show. Now, he invited me back later to appear with him on TV. When he had like a TV type radio deal, I don't know what it was, and I went on, and I don't remember the details, but I was up in New York and I did the show, and we actually met face to face, and I reminded him, hey Tom, remember that time we had our first debate? I still like to get that air check. See, that's the problem with leftists. And David, what's his face? David Webb. He essentially is pointing that out. You guys are so quick, leftists are so quick to jump to conclusions about certain situations. If it's white, black, if the cop is white and the perp is black, it's a jump, easy jump to the conclusion. And we're sitting around going, no, I need more facts. I need more inputs. That's how a computer works. A computer doesn't go, you know, here's a scenario. And give me, here's the outcome. It goes, nope, I need more inputs. I need more data. Leftists don't need data. They need a scenario. And the scenario dictates the narrative. And the narrative is more important than the facts. And that's what David Webb was able to point out in that. Anyway, I thought I'd play that for you. We'll be back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Bad news for Bonzo. Bad news for the fake news leftist narrative. As it turns out, most Americans want border security. Dun, 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 dun. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to KJ Radio. 844-551-8255. I should say KJRadio.com. If you want us on demand, Spreaker, iTunes, all of them, we're there, including iHeart. So we hope that you will go check it out, download, do what you need to do. Americans want border security, but if you listen to the Democrats, you might wonder, how do the fence companies survive? No matter where you live or visit, you see fencing, you see gates, elaborate barriers. I'm using my finger quotes when I say barriers. Oh, yeah. That's the new word. Steel barriers. And where these barriers exist, things remain in or out, depending on the choice of the institution. For example, if it's a prison, things remain in. If it's Nancy Pelosi's gated community, or gated home, with a wall around it, things usually remain out, except for Laura Loomer jumping the fence. Yeah. So that's what fences do. And I don't know about you. I've been walking places and there's been a brick wall or a fence or something. And you know what? I didn't just plow through it. I went around. And you know what I thought as I looked, sometimes as I gazed upon the fence, sometimes it was other people's property. Maybe it was some medieval castle. I don't know. But whatever it was, I didn't have, I said to myself, I don't think I'm going to scale that 20-foot wall just so I can get a peek on the inside. Maybe when I was a kid, I would have wanted to get up on the wall and look in and then come back down. And God forbid you have three or four Rottweilers, you know, running around there, or Caucasian Shepherds, you know, circling the perimeter. And I didn't want to get in. Yeah, see, fences and barriers and walls and whatever you want to call them, they do a pretty good job of keeping people out or in. Anyway, Matt Rasmussen said, in the midst of a government shutdown over disagreements about building a border wall, two of three voters still think illegal immigration is a serious issue. Nearly half the voters think the government isn't working hard enough to stop it. A new Rasmussen National Telephone Online Survey finds that 48% of likely U.S. voters think the government is doing too little to stop illegal immigration, up 5 points from those who felt that way in August. That is a critical thing for me to report to you, up 5 points. 28% believe the government is doing too much. That's down from 34%. So let me explain. That's down 6 points. 17% think the government's level of action is about right. That means they agree with where Trump is right now. So, let me just recap that. 48% want more. 17% like the current direction. So, if my math is correct, 65. Our producers love it when I do that. 65% of the people want the government to do more, or they like the direction that the president is going. Which, by the way, I think that number falls in line with what people believe about the president and his job approval. If you get rid of the nonsense polls. But even without 17% who like the direction, the cry for a border wall is overwhelmingly larger than any poll related to Obamacare. And yet, pass the bill to see what's in the bill, Pelosi treats us like R. Kelly with a 14-year-old virgin. So what about the narrative, the media, and other leftists sell? Forget that anybody with common sense, folks, knows that fences, a.k.a. barriers, walls, whatever you want to call them, work. What I love most is how Democrats continue to declare that they want border security. So I got a clip, Allison Camerata. She's frustrated with Steny Hoyer. Okay, all you white guys look alike. For confusing and perplexing Democrat hypocrisy. I'm going to play the clip, and then we'll go over some of the things that I'll review some of it. But you got to hear her. I want you to understand, CNN is going, come on.
But Congressman, here's what's so confusing is that by Wednesday, the president had moved away from his wall. He was then calling it a barrier. He was calling it a steel barrier. Democrats aren't opposed to a barrier at the border, are they?
Let me repeat. We are prepared to negotiate on border security. And let me give you a fact that may be interesting for you. The largest amount of infrastructure money that was spent in the last 10 years was in 2009 when Democrats were in charge of everything, $823 billion. So this is not a question where we're not in favor of strengthening the border and making sure that our border is secure and Americans are safe.
And that's why it's so perplexing.
What is not perplexing?
If you say that you believe in border security and the president wants
security,
there's a compromise.
What I don't believe in is shutting down the government and saying, if you don't do what I say, then I'm going to keep the government of the United States of America shut down. That's not a policy that ought to be pursued.
Yep. So Hoyer toes the party line. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. Steny Hoyer, he's under Nancy Pelosi in the House. What do they call him? Democrat? He's the next in line. I forget what they call this, what his title is. It doesn't really matter. But he's telling the party line. He goes back in the past when Democrats spent money. Democrats spent, you know, billions of dollars. Yeah. Okay, and accomplished what? Other than Border Patrol and whatever border repairs that we've made over time, where's this money going? If you told me, Kevin, we're spending $500 million or billions, you know, it was a lot of money. He said it was billions of dollars on border security. And I'm going, okay, then why isn't it secure? It's a simple question. When I get money from donors, you know what the biggest overwhelming question is when people donate to what we do? They say, and this is across the board, and it has no reflection on me. They go, Kevin, we want accountability here. I go, you have accountability. If I tell you I'm going to make a movie, we're going to make a movie. And you're going to see it. If I tell you we're going to launch a project, we're going to launch a project. You'll be able to measure online and so on and so forth. And we've been able to do that. But they want accountability. We get no accountability for our money. Money goes into projects, and nobody reports back and goes, hey, this project was very successful. We took this many young women off of welfare. We put this many young blacks to work. We did this. But in the private sector, let me tell you, I've met with some very wealthy people, and their question is, Kevin, there are a lot of scam artists out there. We just want to make sure this money goes to work. And I said, well, my reputation precedes me. I've never scammed anybody out of a dime. So, you know, if you want to know that your money's going to go to work in the right place, this is where you put it. But they don't do that. So who's responsible for the shutdown? When the president requests a measly amount of money and Democrats throw a tantrum. Because he's talking about how much they gave. But here's the deal. The polling on this issue favors the president, and it will continue to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump informed Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi that her planned trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. He said the administration will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the partial government shutdown is over. And Trump also called the event a public relations event and suggested, though, that Pelosi could fly commercial if needed. The president did not respond to Speaker Pelosi's request asking him to postpone the upcoming State of the Union address until after the partial government shutdown is over. Pennsylvania Democratic Representative Matt Cartwright wonders if there should even be a State of the Union address.
The question really arises in the context of a shutdown. I mean, should we even be having a State of the Union address during a shutdown?
Cartwright did also say that security concerns were part of his issue as well with the State of the Union address during the shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Another Comey-crat going down, baby. That's right. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com. 2019, I told you, is going to be a good year for conservatives and Americans in general, because we will watch Democrats do the perp walk. KJRadio.com, I said already, 844-551-8255. Why do I think it's going to be a good year? I think it's such a good year. I say place your bets. Who's going to be the first to fall? The first Democrat? The first crooked scoundrel leftist? I mean, I did a segment on it earlier in the broadcast where I explain all the connected dots from somebody writing it and putting it all together for us. And there's the only way you cannot indict Democrats over this year is if we don't have a justice system. Is it going to be Comey? Is it going to be Strzok? Is it going to be McCabe? Insert one of the dozens of Democrats who are on the hot seat here. You tell me. I'd love for you to chime in on it. Some people think it's going to be Obama. He won't be the first. I don't think Obama will be the first. But he's in the line. Who's going to be the first to crack? Who's going to be the first one that says, I want a deal? Certainly McCabe would be in that. McCabe has already said, like, I'm not going down. He has that look, too. He's got that TV villain look that's like, you know, I ain't going down by myself. I suggest to you folks that many have already cracked. Further, I suggest President Trump and team are allowing more of them to sweat it out as the noose tightens around certain necks and each one of them's looking. I want you to think about the political calculations that are being played out in D.C. right now. People wondering, what are they saying about me? Who's trying to set me up? Anyway, the latest scoundrel under scrutiny is another Comey homie. And here's what Fox News reported. The former top lawyer at the FBI has been under federal investigation for leaking to the media a letter from the House Republicans revealed on Tuesday. The letter from GOP reps Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows cited the transcript of a congressional interview with former general counsel James Baker and his lawyer last fall, where the probe conducted by seasoned U.S. Attorney John Durham was confirmed. You may or may not know, Baker has been the subject of a leak investigation, a criminal leak investigation that's still active at the Justice Department, lawyer Daniel Levin told lawmakers. Jordan and Meadows' letter was sent to Durham, the U.S. Attorney for Connecticut, and requested information about the probe later this month. But the story's more salacious, folks, when you understand when this leak supposedly occurred. Yeah, it gets really salacious then. Ooh, This is fun to watch. See, a source familiar with the U.S. attorney investigation said they believe the investigation of Baker remains open, and added they understand it began during the Obama administration and not in the course of the Russia investigation. So if it began during the Obama administration, and it's got another twist because it didn't originate out of D.C., somebody in the Obama administration is going, there was somebody good inside of the Obama administration and the FBI. I'm curious, too, as to what was leaked, because this was during the time of Obama. It apparently didn't impact anything negative about Trump. My theory has this Russia farce goes to the top. So what was leaked? I mean, I don't have an answer. I'm asking. If you guys, you can chime in, let me know. Another interesting fact about this case is the transcript of the closed door interview and the letter don't include details explaining why the investigation is being led out of the Connecticut office. It's what I just said earlier. The Connecticut office, D.C. is a protective bubble for Democrats. Now, Connecticut, you know, it's not like it's some hotbed of conservatism, but for something to get out of that and then there's a leak, it makes me wonder. I'm just saying, I'm not a face value person anymore. Recall when Jeff Sessions moved the Clinton Foundation investigation from D.C. to Arkansas. And according to my sources at the time, it was a strategic move by Sessions, and he did it to stop the Clinton supporting FBI staffers in D.C. from running cover. He moved the case to Arkansas, where people don't have the same regard for the Clintons as the Comey clan. But what may be the most appalling about this is it appears that the FBI has a habit of leaking information. And this is the FBI run by the so-called squeaky clean, now disgraced, former FBI Director James Comey. So with this latest revelation about these more crooked FBI people, I had another question about the FBI's motives and their methods. And I'm not going to get an answer to that, but I'm curious. But here's what I do know for certainty. More bad news befalls the FBI in 2019. That bad news forebodes bad news for the Democrats who've put their eggs in the basket labeled FBI. Because for the better part of 3 years, Democrats have tried to present the FBI as holier than thou. I mean, to the point of ridiculousness, with Comey coming on quoting Buddhist spiritual sayings and Bible quotes, and Holder coming in periodically and, you know, going, you need to leave the FBI alone. They're the best people in the world. All this. Where's Holder? We need to go look at Holder's tweets. I haven't heard any hide nor hair from him. By the way, wasn't he supposedly going to be a presidential candidate? Where's Eric Holder? Nowhere to be found is where. Anyway, I talked about this earlier in the broadcast, this New York Times trying to sell America on the idea that the FBI launched Spygate into the Trump campaign for altruistic reasons and only after he became president because they were going to protect him. And I talked about the story written by George Perry at the American Spectator, where he says Trump wasn't targeted by the FBI because he fired Comey. He was fired because they needed to cover for their own investigation. That's what that was about. It's been the real story from the very beginning. It's a story of a once proud law enforcement agency that has been so corrupted that we can believe nothing they say. But let me tell you, James Baker is going to go down. I don't know what he did. I'm curious. I bet you are as well. Certainly because he did it during the Obama administration. Was it a leak or something about them? Why was it done out of Connecticut? There's lots of questions circling it. I can tell you this. It doesn't point back to the Russians or Donald Trump. But don't expect Mueller to disregard that. He'll say, we need to take a look at this. You guys have seen this latest thing they're trying to do now. They want Donald Trump's notes from a Putin meeting. Here, let's play that clip.
I'm going to go to our congressional correspondent, Manu Raju. Manu, House Intelligence and Foreign Affairs Committees, they're discussing whether to subpoena the president's interpreters, records, and possibly even the former Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. What's the latest?
Yeah, I just actually spoke with the House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman, Elliot Engel, who told me no decisions have been made about a subpoena. They're still trying to get their committees in order, but they're trying to figure out the best way to get information about those Trump-Putin meetings. He wants to have hearings about the Trump-Putin relationship, and he's raising serious questions about why those records of those meetings are not available, and the president has apparently gone to lengths to conceal details of that meeting, of those meetings. Now, Wolf, I also had a chance to talk to some Senate Republicans about the president's unusual efforts to hide information about his interactions with Vladimir Putin, including Senator Mitt Romney, who is now a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, who raised some serious concerns about the president's efforts to apparently conceal those details.
I think it is inappropriate for the president of our country to communicate with the president of another global power without having people there who are keeping careful records to make sure that what is said by both parties is followed up on. That's an enormous mistake and should not be repeated.
So I've tried to reach out to other Republicans, too. They're not willing to go as far on the Senate side. We'll see what other House Republicans say, but pressure will come from the House Democrats.
I love that part where he says, I've reached out to other Republicans who are not as willing to go as far. No, they're not willing to go anywhere with it because they're saying President Trump can do what he wants. It's a meeting between two heads of state. He doesn't want it out there. It doesn't have to be out there. Lord knows they had FISA court order spying on him while he was talking to the president of Mexico and the prime minister of Australia. You would think he'd want a little privacy. But I love how they go to Romney, who's always good to bash the president. We didn't elect a senator who's on our side with Romney in Utah. Let's see how that shakes out. But what cracks me up too is the way the guy presents the story is, you know, this is horrible, this is terrible, and you know, the way he's saying it's not a news report, it's a bias in the intonation of the report. It's very biased against President Trump. These very unusual, very secret meetings, and this is not good. And he's delivering it in such a way that you're just anxious. You're like, oh my gosh, it must be bad. No, it isn't. It's nothing. It's much ado about nothing. We'll be back in just a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged, when lethal force is necessary. Reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
In case you're wondering why the left won't discuss the trade war, I have an answer for you. President Trump is winning! Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Happy New Year 2019! I'll be saying it all year. I told you last year I would tell you Happy New Year 2018 until the end of the year. I'm going to tell you Happy New Year. The reason is you have a reason to have a smile on your face. You have a president who cares about you, cares about the country, doing all the right things, doing it in a bulldozer. I mean, they put anything in his way. Trump just mows them down. And trade is one of these issues where, like the border, you ask yourself, how could you possibly be mad at a president who goes and says, I think a $375 billion trade deficit with China is too much? We should not be bolstering their economy to that degree, knowing what they've been doing to our currency and what they've been doing in their trade policies that are destructive to our industries. And the Democrats go, boo, boo, and they call it a trade war. To call it a trade war is a joke. It's a trade butt kicking is what we've been involved in. We haven't been involved in a war. We've been involved in a trade butt kicking. But as Money Control reports, China's exports unexpectedly fell the most in 2 years in December, while imports also contracted, pointing to further weakness in the world's second largest economy in 2019 and deteriorating global demand. Let me just play the clip. This is an Indian lady, but hopefully you can understand her because she's got a little bit of an accent.
Steep decline in China's trade numbers corroborate a story which leading indicators such as the Purchasing Managers Index and WTO's trade outlook had been pointing towards: a global growth drag on account of Sino-US trade war and a China domestic slowdown. Let's do a three-point analysis of what does the macro data look like and what does it really mean. One, what does the China trade data tell us? Well, Chinese December exports dropped by 4.4% year-on-year when compared to 5.4% in the month of November. Now, interestingly, previous readings of exports during September to November months recorded near double-digit growth, but this was mainly aided by higher exports to the United States. Now, this apparent early purchase by U.S. companies was also to avoid higher tariffs later on.
So China's not doing that well. Now, the last part of what this lady said was there was a demand, more product shipped to the U.S. than usual because there were people in companies in the United States that said, in advance of potential tariff increases, we're going to go ahead and order additional product at the existing tariff rates so that in the event that we enter a trade war, they won't get hit with a 10%, a 20%, or a 50% increase in the tariffs and be stuck. So they were playing the futures market. Now, if I were a CFO, I would have said, don't worry about it. I wouldn't worry about playing the futures market. I would have said, leave everything as is. China's going to blink. And that's what they did. But I want to look at the timing of this two-year cycle, because if you look at during the Obama era, here's what this was from the Census Bureau. America's trade gap in December actually dropped slightly over the month to $44.3 billion. But on the whole, the country's trade shortfall in 2016 ballooned by $1.9 billion or 0.4% over the year to $502.3 billion, the largest gap the gap has been since 2012. Exports last year were down nearly $52 billion, 2.3%, though imports also declined by roughly 1.8%. A strong dollar and sluggish economy were cited by economists as complicating factors, blah, blah, blah. But I want to read for you how this is Obama's website. It's still up, by the way. They reported their great work. Now to unlock the greater economic opportunity for American exporters, President Obama's middle-class economic strategy has prioritized increasing U.S. exports through smart, cutting-edge trade agreements. These 21st-century trade agreements, such as the Trans-Pacific Partnership, will open vital markets for our exporters, support jobs, level the playing field for our workers with groundbreaking labor standards, and enhance American competitiveness by shaping globalization in a way that builds on our strengths in the global economy. I'm going to stop there. I want to go back to what I said earlier. At the time of this report, we had the largest trade deficit in our country's history. Now, let me go back to the other. If trade agreements with high standards are to deliver their maximum benefits to American families, then it is imperative that the United States vigilantly monitors and enforces them. That is because when our trading partners in any region of the world break the rules set in our agreements and undermine American exporters' hard-won access to international markets, it hurts our economy. It costs us jobs. It undercuts efforts to invest and grow in jobs and skills and technology that will thrive in a 21st century economy. To that end, with bipartisan support, the Obama administration has executed the most robust upgrade of the United States trade enforcement in the history of modern trade policy, blah, blah, blah. For every $1 billion of American goods and services export supports nearly 5,800 jobs. Here's Barack Obama. I'm going to give you the numbers.
PolitiFact or somebody, PolitiFact needs to fact check this guy, because all you need to know is China feasted on Obama during the Obama era. So I'm going to give you some quick numbers. In 2009, our trade deficit with China was $195 billion. In 2010, it was $181. It went down $14 billion. In 2011, it was $155. By 2012, after the Chinese knew they had a sucker in the White House, it went to $230 billion. And just keep this in mind. In 2013, $259. Just say $260 billion. It was up $30 billion. Get this. In 2014, $383 billion. So it is now $123 billion more than the year before. Then, get this, in 2015, it went to $594 billion. It jumped another $200+ billion. In 2016, his last year, it fell back down to $510 billion. And then, in Donald Trump's era, first year in office, $421 billion. He's already taken $90 billion off of Obama's 2016 number, which was the second largest trade deficit with China in the history of our nation, only surpassed by the first, which is the year before, which is almost $600 billion, China alone. Now, I'm just telling you, those are the numbers. And you can bet China saw Obama coming. Because we had a downward trend from 2009 to 2011. And you want to know why that downward trend occurred? Because you may be thinking, Kevin, why did it go down? Why did it drop so bad? It dropped bad because our economy stunk. Remember, those are the worst economic years in our history. And then Obama started printing money. And manufacturing was now firmly moving offshore, because Barack Obama told us, folks, the new norm was we were going to have to rely on China as a trading partner. And that's when he started working on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which didn't involve China at first, but would have. And he just started printing this money and throwing it all over the globe. And so it ballooned from $150 billion to almost $600 billion in less than 3 years. By 2012, Obama had printed $4 trillion quantitative easing dollars, meaning they had no value whatsoever, not backed by anything, not backed by your productivity, by gold, or anything, just backed by hot air of Barack Obama. President Trump's first full year, the trade deficit with China falls almost $90 billion. And the trend is it's going to continue to fall, and not just with China. And when you listen to the analysts, they go, boy, there's a lot of pressure on China. But I dare you to do this. Do this exercise. Go to YouTube and Google China trade policy with Trump. Google that and look at the number of doom and gloom predictions for a trade war that even a three-year-old would recognize Donald Trump had no way of losing. It was pathetic, folks, really, to see the string of leftist clowns on YouTube trying to convince America that we would lose in a trade war where we have a $350 billion deficit and represent the largest client to customer, because only a fool would believe that. But then leftists are fools. They're fools trying to convince other fools. The notion that leftists openly hoped for Armageddon, too, that's aside from the obvious. They wanted Trump to fail as he implemented sound fiscal policies. But in the end, Trump didn't have an Armageddon. Now the trade deficit heads south, not just with China, but with other countries, and they don't know how to act.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.